What do you think Tom's biggest impact has been in the 14 months that he's been on board?
I think leadership, obviously. I mean, that's and with that comes a sense of values and a sense of expectations and ability to deliver results.
What's it like being in this room with your colleagues coming off of the kind of season you've had?
Well, it's a great feeling. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, you know, in many different ways. I think not only, you know, on my tenure, but I think before that, we hadn't had much success, you know. So to be able to finally break through and is obviously a great sense of accomplishment. So,
are the conversations you're having with other owners different this year than they were in the past as a result?
Well, yeah, you don't feel the sense of pity, okay? Or, you know, just stay the course and, you know, you guys will get there. So it's more like, oh, wow. And frankly, it's like what I went through over the years. You want to listen to people and, you know, you want to look for some nugget of wisdom that, you know, we can apply. And it's certainly, you know, that's what a lot of the owners have kind of asked me. What was the big change? What was the difference? And so on. So,
has there been any conversation with the owner that stood out that was special to you?
Well, I mean, you know, I've known a bunch of owners before getting into the league and obviously very well. And I've had the privilege now in serving on a bunch of committees, and really you get to know them in a lot of different good ways. So, you know, I mean, it's a continuing dialogue. So, most of, you know, what I've been working on is really the future direction of the business and making sure that we play our part in having money come in so players get paid and coaches get paid and we pay our media bills, you know. So,
you talk about money coming in and stuff. Where do you guys stand on Lot J, the shipyards and all those projects?
Well, I think, you know, that is very important, I think, for us, local revenue, and really to also do play a role in Jacksonville development, I think, and the potential. But you got to wait. We have State of the Franchise coming up, and we'll have a lot of information on that, where we're headed, and so, you know, I feel very good.
Chuck, Bob McNair mm-hmm. had some comments about the national anthem protest.
Yeah.
Football doesn't belong on the political mm-hmm. protest, not on the football field. Your thinking on that kind of stuff hasn't changed, correct?
Well, my thinking is that, you know, the Jaguars players, I mean, they're very patriotic, they've expressed that, and now we also have a mechanism on you know, social justice and work. We had the resolution passed, which, in case, you know, if you're not familiar with it, it's matching with the players, and then money and effort being used locally for, you know, social good. So I think, you know, our players are patriotic, and they want to do good. And now, you know, we've always had the tools. We have more tools to be able to do that. So I think, you know, I like where we are, and I love, you know, where our players at.
John Mara said he wants some kind of policy in effect leaving the May meetings. Does there need to be one?
I think, you know, it's not my opinion. I think it's, you know, 32 owners who will decide, you know, what's the right thing. I think for me, I think, you know, we've had great communication with the players, and you know, they're doing everything, you know, you expect the player to do.
Is your opinion being solicited from other owners because of the statement you made, locking arms at midfield?
Yeah, and I think you have to remember, you know, that it's chronological mm-hmm. order. We were the first team up, and all the controversy that had been sown by, you know, our esteemed president, and I think, you know, you can go back and look at it. But I think, you know, that's historical. I think plenty's been said about it. And, you know, I'm just excited, looking forward to the future.
Was there a part of you that wondered how, I think you talked a little bit about it before the playoff game, how Tom would work, you know, not being a coach, having to adjust to all that? And when did you kind of feel like, yeah, this is working?
Well, you know, I think I can share with you that we posted a little over a year ago the worst record in probably modern NFL history. So I felt, you know, we needed to do something different. You know, Tom and Doug and even Dave really didn't know at least what my the thinking was, but I'd spoken to them individually, and then, you know, probably within a course of an hour, I talked to them again as to what I thought was the way to go moving forward. But it does turn, like, you know, at least the modern football thinking on its head in a way, that, hey, this is too many cooks in the kitchen, et cetera, et cetera. So after it was done, people thought it was unorthodox and, you know, had not been successful. And there are many examples, and you guys would know why it was not. But I felt, you know, for us it was right. And Tom is a unique individual that maybe not exactly where we started off with, but I think he was perfect for what we wanted to do. And Doug, we had known he was perfect for what we wanted to do. And maybe this, the organization was untraditional, but it was going to work. And, you know, where we were, I think we were ready to try something different. And fortunately, it has worked. Yeah.
That takes the right kind of personalities, though, too, to be able to do that work ethic approach, kind of just mentality overall, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I think this, you can't, you know, put a square peg in a round hole. I mean, they are perfect. But, you know, there was some role shifting, and some of that maybe, you know, maybe it was a little hard. But all three of them have done a great job.
Do you like the high expectations that are following this team going into the 2018 season?
Yeah, I mean, I've had high expectations following for 6 years, okay? So expectations are the easy part. Delivering, that's the hard part, okay? So I think what's fun going forward is that, you know, it's expectations, but then a high degree of confidence that, you know, we're going to deliver.
Follow-up, what impressed you being around Doug Marrone for over a year now? What has impressed you about the way he leads a roster?
What I love that he's no-nonsense kind of a guy, and he isn't there because of his charm and charisma. You know, he's there because of experience and leadership and, you know, in the, and, you know, the football IQ he has. Okay, what we need to do to win.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so, and knowing our opponent, what their strengths and weaknesses are, being able to articulate it, and being able to exploit it.
How big of a breakthrough was for the organization to remove the tarps?
I think it's absolute. It's strangely enough, I think it's the most important thing because the look it gives us is not a good look for the city. It's not a good look for the Jags. I'll also share with you another, you know, revelation for me: energy in the stadium, the home field advantage. Because if you remember, you know, going back 5 years ago when we said we're going to be playing in London a game a year, and it was amazing how our players didn't have passports. Even our mayor then didn't have a passport, okay? He didn't realize till he got to London. But it was that kind of experience. Now, you know, you come from that, we won. We win three games. One of those is London, and it's, you know, I asked the players, and last year Tom was kind of, you know, hesitant. I don't know if we ought to be doing this. You know, is this competitive advantage? Whatever. Well, it was a great game for us, even with some of the stuff. But what was the key lesson? The stadium was packed, and there were a lot of Jags fans. A lot of them didn't speak English, I understand, and maybe didn't even understand football. But, I mean, they had the gear on, and they cheered at the right time. And then as the season went on, we noticed, you know, some of the games, you know, were not, we didn't have the energy in the crowd. And I think there were a lot of games we could have won. We just didn't have the people, and you know, cheering us on. The Seattle game, I think Tom, Doug, they'll tell you, if we didn't have the crowd pushing us on, I mean, they put us over the edge. So a key lesson for me is, I mean, I don't want to go back to when we don't have a home field advantage. That means no tarps. That means fans cheering the Jags on. I think it's a vital, vital competitive advantage.
Can you if you request the primetime game, will they start to listen to you now?
No, I'm not going to request anything. Okay, I'm not going to request anything. I haven't done it in the past, and I'm not doing it again. Okay. And the reasons are very simple. Howard Kurtz, the staff at NFL that does it, they do a great job. And so, like last year, I think Browns and Jaguars were the only two teams didn't even have a Thursday night game. Okay, turned out pretty good for us. And the year before, when every team had to be on, we had the Thursday night game in Tennessee, which was probably one of the most humiliating nights for me. But so after that, it was like I didn't ask for it. I wasn't going to ask for it, so we can just embarrass ourselves on prime time. So so whatever they choose, it's great with me.
How big of an opportunity is this for the NFL and the Jaguars in London this year, playing the Super Bowl champions, you guys coming in with high expectations?
I think it's great for the league. But if you it's wonderful to have a difference of opinion on something like that. You know, that some of the owners saying, well, that could have been a great primetime game, okay, with the success obviously the Eagles had and success we had. So, but really those opponents are decided before the season's over. So, it might lead to the league kind of rethinking. Maybe they ought to push the opponents towards the end of the season. But for us, it's great. And I think it's great for the Eagles. And I've talked to Jeff Lurie, and, he's really excited and looking forward to it.
Did you have to be talked into more teal in the uniforms?
I didn't have to be talked into it because I'd had, my first stab at the uniform, and I think it was different and edgy and obviously disliked. So when we went through the redo, it was like, okay, let's do something different. And teal obviously resonates with people because success we had historically had teal. And then Tom felt last year, we were allowed a couple of, I think two or three games you could have teal, and, he chose for the big games, and it worked.
Have you gotten over the loss in the AFC title game?
I don't think you ever get over it. I think that's the wonderful thing or the bad thing about football, that And I think there's something in a constructive way has to stay with you.
Was there a point in the fourth quarter or going into the fourth quarter where you thought going to the Super Bowl?
You know what? Till the whistle blew, I thought we had a chance. That was the difference with this team. I mean, one play could have swung it, okay? And God knows, we had our opportunity.
You thought that you had high expectations internally yourself.
Yeah.
But there was some reality in the first 4 years that you weren't going into these games thinking you were going to win every week. But is it different? Does it feel different now going into every game knowing you've legitimately got a good shot?
Well, I think, certainly we felt we were going to win. And that's the thing about football. I think that's so unique about football, the competitive balance, and that, yes, absolutely, any team can win any Sunday. I mean, so there was, I'm telling you, obviously the historical record is bad. There wasn't one game I didn't go into saying, if this happens, we're going to win. But obviously we were counting on, a break, turnover, or, doing some of the things we were supposed to do. But, I mean, the year before last, look at all the games. We kind of blew in the last 2 minutes.
Sure.
You guys can go back and look at that. I think we lost 13 games. I think there were 8 games that were right in it. They could have just one play at the end would have made a difference, I have never gone to a game saying we're going to lose or, oh, my God, what are we doing? It was like, we need this to happen, and, we're going to win. And
Ryan's
if you don't
ask,
sorry.
Well, if you don't have it, you shouldn't be in this business. Yeah.
Tony's been running Fulham now for a little over a year. They've reached new heights.
Yeah.
What has made him a good fit for running that personnel?
Well, I think what's made him a good fit is, you know, he has the judgment now of the quality versus money kind of thing, the value, how to evaluate talent. And in soccer, obviously, it's a wild open, wild west kind of environment. So what to pay for the players and how to blend the academy kids with, the veterans and things like that. So I think the talent and the money are the two things you have to get right, and he's done a great job, with Alistair and the rest of the team over there.
Sure.
Okay, good.